Hello and welcome to this week's Formula Scout podcast. Today's guest is Charlie Wirtz, who recently won the Formula Regional Oceania title. Starting question is, what attracted you to do the Toyota Racing Series this year rather than do the Middle East again but step up to Formula Regional?
Yeah, so basically my dad raced in New Zealand 30 years ago in Formula Ford, and he absolutely loved it. So basically every dinner he's telling us stories about his experiences in New Zealand, both on track and off. He just enjoyed the whole thing and loved it. He was there with his family, with his older brother. The whole thing was just such a good experience, so he really wanted me to go as well, experience the same thing. He was also 17 when he went, and well, in the end he was right, because I loved it. The country is really beautiful, and the racing was also really, really good. And in the end, we got a good result. And also the team, my team for this year, ART, my new team, they were quite big fans of going to New Zealand instead of doing the Middle East Championship. Also, they have good connections with the M2 team, which I raced with in FOC, so everything sort of worked as planned, and everything went smoothly and worked well together. So that's basically the reason we went over to New Zealand.
Yeah, and it was great to watch. The New Zealand tracks are nothing like the European tracks at all. They're so narrow, tight, twisty. Obviously a lot of undulation on one or two of them as well. How did you find those circuits with, you know, quite a larger car as well, the regional car compared to an F4 car?
Yeah, it's definitely quite different to Europe, which is also a good thing, just to learn different skills. Like, it's definitely much tighter and sometimes more difficult to overtake, but also you have no room for mistakes. So if you make a mistake, you're soon in the grass and you're soon in the wall. And the walls aren't soft Tech Pro barriers like in Europe there, like in Teratonga in the second round. It was tire barriers filled with concrete, so you didn't want to go anywhere near that. So it was definitely sort of like you have to, on the last quali lap, you sort of push a bit more over the limit, hope for the best, hope you make it through the corner. And that made it a lot more exciting, that there was sort of a risk element that you don't really get anymore in, I think, in European tracks with all the runoff. It was sort of like you have to risk it on that last lap, hope for the best, and sometimes it paid off. Sometimes for a few drivers you would end up in the wall, so that was a cool part of the experience.
Yeah, I think like a few British circuits are like that, but obviously you don't race them in single seaters, so drivers don't get to experience that kind of on the edgeness of it. I know a lot of engineers and mechanics come from Europe to do these winter series as well. Who was engineering your car for the Formula Regional Oceania campaign?
Oh, I had a great engineer, and we had a really good time in the end. It was Carlos Martinez. He worked previously in F1 with Manor, and he also worked Formula E. And he worked, basically everywhere in motorsport, and he was really good, understood everything, and it made my life so much easier, because he understood everything that was happening with the car, and he could explain it to me more clearly. He was always very calm and always, like, gave me motivation, always, like, boosted my confidence. Just, you know, it was just a really good relationship. On the days off, we would go hiking together all the time or have dinner or whatever. So it was a really good relationship, and I think that definitely helped just have confidence in each other. The M2 crew as well was really a really great team. So overall, just the atmosphere and team was really positive, and I think that definitely helped. And especially the M2 team had really good results, just because everyone trusted each other, even between teammates. It was a good bond. So all of that together, I think, definitely helped us achieve a good result in the end.
And when it came to the title battle, how did you find like the pressure of that battle, and not just when you were fighting each other wheel to wheel on track, but also, you know, once you're out the car, were you looking at what each other were doing to see how you could improve?
Well, it was definitely quite a tight title battle in the end, especially going into Taupo, losing the lead of the championship going into the last day. But knowing I was starting P4 from the reverse grid, and then I just knew it was all down to quali, basically. I had to get a good quali. So overnight, we changed the whole car, like turned it upside down. So everything was new into quali. We reset everything in our minds, everything. And we went into quali and we got pole position. And it was a really good quali, really good lap. And the car was just perfect. So it was really, we put it all together. We put it all on the line, but it really worked out. And then in the race, it also started to rain mid-race with slicks on, and it started to get quite slippery, especially on the paint. They made it difficult for me to win the race and the championship, because every lap I was afraid, or I had the possibility of going off because it was so slippery, and I think it was about like 6 seconds slower the track or something, because especially there was a safety car later in the race, the tires cooled down, and the first lap after safety car it was pure chaos. So everything was really increased the pressure, but it made it really cool in the end. And to win the title like that when I crossed the line, I was so happy. So happy for the team, for everyone, because it was, what a way to win it after having a difficult Saturday, to turn it all upside down. And I think Sunday was the best day we had in the championship, with a pole, a podium in the reverse grid, and also the winning the last feature race. Was definitely a way to, when all the pressure was on, we delivered and delivered the best we had all season. So it was really a great way to end it.
Yeah, and I think that last race delivered the New Zealand Motor Cup as well. Because obviously the feature race each round had its own kind of reward. Given the Toyota version of the Formula Regional car is only slightly different to the European/Middle East one, would you say that almost 99% of what you've learned down in New Zealand is going to be applicable to what you're driving next?
I think it'll definitely help. The car, obviously, it's the same chassis. The tires are different, and also the ride heights. So I think the first session I did in Highlands, it was the same. It's the same car, but everything felt slightly different. So I think it'll take a few sessions to a few laps to adapt to it back in Europe. But I'm sure, I think all this experience of 5 weeks in a row driving four days a week, I think that definitely helps just to get my head around the car, the bigger car, more downforce, more horsepower. I think that definitely helps. It'll just take a few laps to adapt a bit more, especially the Pirelli tires seem to be quite difficult to understand, and it's what most rookies struggle with, I think, in their first years of Freca. So compared to the Hankooks, which are a lot harder, so you can just keep pushing, and the more laps you do, the faster you get. So with the Pirelli, it's a bit more like peak, so you have to really put the lap together, and so make it a bit more difficult. But I think that just takes a bit more learning. But probably like thousands of laps or thousands of kilometers we've done, or at least 1,000 kilometers we've done in New Zealand, definitely will help me get a head start compared to the others.
And looking back at both that season and the regional one, I'd say you guys got away with far fewer safety cars and red flags than the drivers in Q8 and like Abu Dhabi did, because their races were just non-stop being disrupted and we barely saw any racing a lot of the time. So good decision to go down under. During the New Zealand Grand Prix weekend, you obviously had like Chris van der Drift and other star drivers turn up. Did you get to speak to them much and learn from them?
Not too much. I spoke to a few of them. It was good to know, you know, from their experience, they're used to driving different cars. They've driven, I think, the Grand Prix probably quite a few times. It was just good to know what they feel and what they feel the car is like. Just understand from a driver with more experience, you know, their feelings and stuff, just to learn more in the end. And it was cool to race guys like them, also to see how they race. And it was definitely good to have more drivers in the Grand Prix. A full grid was definitely cool.
And because you've started this year with some big race wins and a title, do you feel there's more pressure now going into the European season?
No, I don't think so. I think it's given me a bit more confidence, just reassurance going into the season that if we put it all together, we can fight at the front. I know LB Freca is a very, very high-level championship with many good drivers. So, yeah, my goal is I'm still a rookie. Well, I'm still in my first year of Freca, so it'll be important just to learn as much as possible at the beginning of the season so I can, I think, make a mark, and more later on in the season is more how it goes with drivers in their first year of Freca. It's not often you see, I think there was never a rookie champion. So, yeah, my goal is to just, especially in the three winter tests we have before the season, just to work hard with the ART team, build a good relationship, have confidence in each other so we can start the team to start the year on a high level and see how it goes from there.
Mm. And I know you've done a bit of like extracurricular motorsport alongside single seaters. Will you be continuing any of that this year, or fully focused on just, you know, getting the most out of your Formula Regional campaign?
The main thing is to focus on Freca, and it's always good to get different experiences just to, you know, open up your understanding of cars, try different things. Like before, I previously tried GT4, Rallycross, and I think it's just good to get different understandings on how to drive different cars, and maybe you can apply some of those tricks or things you learned in the single seater, or maybe in the future when you drive a heavier car or maybe some other type of car. So we could possibly be doing that. I have no plans at the moment, but I'm sure that that could be an option to do this season just to get more experience, and I think would be also fun just to learn something new.
My final question is, of all of the events this year on the calendar, which one are you looking forward to the most?
That's a good question. I wish we had Monaco, because it would have been such a cool race. Unfortunately, we don't this year, and yeah, it's the first year I think Freca goes without Monaco. That's a good question. I think Zandvoort will be very cool. I raced there last year in F4, and it was definitely a really cool race. The track is quite old school as well, a bit like New Zealand, to be honest, with overtaking, a bit difficult old school track where you can't really make mistakes. Might be quite similar to New Zealand, so it might be quite cool to race then. And F4 was really fun, and when you had to go for a move, you really had to send it and hope for the best, hope you don't crash out. So there's definitely that risk element to it, and it made it really fun, the races.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, and good luck for the season ahead.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Bye.